It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
If you'd like to call in with your question about your pet's health, you can do that right now.
Call me at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, Dr. Todd Worrell is with us. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Ben.
What are we talking about today?
Well, I touched on it at the end of last week's show, but I wanted to talk about some puppy behavioral issues that we are commonly confronted with or people will maybe ask us about.
Sure.
And the first one, and probably one of the most important things that people need to think about with puppies, and of course most people will acquire a puppy somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks of age, and then of course go through this developmental stage that I'm going to talk about, and that is the stage of socialization. A lot of people hear a lot about socialization, and basically what it is it's a period of roughly between 4 to 14 weeks of age when the puppy is most accepting of new stimuli. So people, animals, sounds, sights, things like that. And it's very, very important for puppies to be properly socialized, get a broad array of exposures to different things, so that they're not fearful of those things later in life.
So when you say socialization, you're meaning not just a puppy play date. You're talking about about really getting to know the environment.
Right. I mean,
them.
Puppy play dates are very helpful because it is important for them to learn to be accepting
of behavior around other dogs.
Right, of other dogs.
Yeah.
But also other people, different sized people, so little, you know, kids, adults, differently clothed people, you know, sort of the typical thing that people will talk about is people with wearing hats or sunglasses that will sort of scare a dog if they've never seen that before. Other species, cats, you know, horses, birds, you know, these are things that they might, you know, depending on what your lifestyle is, that your dog might come in contact with later. You don't want to wait until it's a year old before it sees, you know, your bird or, you know, your horse or something like that.
Right.
So, and sounds too. One of the things around here that a lot of people get surprised at is they'll take a dog to the beach for the first time and it's quite loud.
Yeah. The waves are
it's
crashing.
It's an unusual sound that's not something that's common in their everyday routine. So those types of things are very important. It's also very important to not wait until the puppy's vaccinations are finished, because usually that occurs around 15 to 16 weeks of age. It's when they're usually going to get their rabies vaccine, their last puppy vaccine. And a lot of times if you wait until, well, 15 or 16 weeks of age before you start getting them out into the world, you've lost your window of opportunity.
I guess people are afraid that pre-vaccination.
Exactly. They're afraid of them catching some diseases. And and certainly you want to have some common sense here. But it's very unlikely if you're going to take your dog, say, to a puppy play date. If it's somebody you know, obviously it would be someone you know, make sure that their dog is seems to be healthy and they're keeping up with their recommended vaccines, whatever their veterinarian has recommended. And, you know, that it's in a sort of a normal environment. In other words, you're not going to go out into the middle of the woods, you know, with their wild animals and things and do your puppy play date. Or it's in a lot of places around here offer, you know, if you
dog
bring
parks.
Your dog parks, or dog play dates, you know, to some of the local kennels and training facilities and so forth. So there are a lot of opportunities for your puppy to be around healthy dogs to get socialized.
But just walking your puppy right away.
And walking is an excellent way. I mean, the chances of them picking something up, walking down the street, you know,
in their neighborhood.
In their neighborhood is not very high. In contrast to the fact that most dogs that are turned over to a shelter environment, most of them are because of behavioral problems.
Right.
And this is one of the ways that you can minimize the chances of your dog having behavioral problems later in life.
I know we were coming out of a restaurant the other day, and there was a dog, sitting in the car. Now, the windows were rolled down.
Right, sure.
And the car just sat there. He didn't try to get out or anything.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And car rides, that's a big one, talking about socialization. You know, a lot of people, of course, if they're coming for their regular visits, they're going to get the dog in the car and come to the veterinary office. But, you know, longer trips, they may not be, comfortable with. So getting in the car,
All right, we have Tommy in Harker's Island with a question for Dr. Todd. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got a 12-year-old black lab that weighs 120 pounds. And in the last month or so, she's developed an odor, and she's losing hair has started coming out. What could be causing it?
And well, it could be a number of things. How old did you say she was again? I'm sorry.
She's 11 years old.
11 years old, okay. So my assumption, just on listening to what you're describing, is that the hair loss may be related to the odor. So my first suspicion would be maybe there's some type of skin infection going on, and that could be a bacterial infection. It could be a yeast infection. Could be a little bit of both going on, because those will tend to create some pretty noticeable, distinct odors when they're present.
Labs can kind of have that anyway.
Well, sometimes that's true, especially if it's a dog that might go in the water. But an older dog's normal defense mechanisms aren't going to work as well. And so things that, you know, things that she may have come in contact with, or even normal bacteria on her skin, may have an opportunity to overgrow, which could create some of the, you know, the hair loss and the, and then the odor. That would be my first suspicion. Other than that, certainly allergies could be an issue, and there could be internal issues going on as well. Certain types of what we call metabolic disorders.
But an older dog can develop allergies, certainly.
Older dogs, they don't tend to develop allergies as often. So if this is something, you know, if the dog has had a history of many years of being itchy and things like that, then yeah, maybe that's related to it. But yeah, I would be concerned about some type of infection would be my first concern, and then maybe trying to figure out why that infection has occurred.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call there, too. So something a vet will certainly examine.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard to sort of at least help with the symptoms on that, even if you don't do a lot of testing to get to the underlying cause. You'd probably be able to help with that.
Okay, back on puppy behavior.
Right. A couple of things that people often complain about to us, and that you can actually do something about. Jumping up is a common problem that puppies have. One of the things you want to do early on is teach your dog to sit. A lot of people do this just for the novelty of it, but actually after you teach them how to sit, teach them to sit and make them sit before certain things happen.
Right.
So before they go out, before they eat. You want to start training early because it teaches your puppy how to communicate and how to take instructions from a human.
Before you open the door.
Before you open the door, exactly.
Right.
And have everybody in the house participate, even younger children. You know, I mean, grade school, you know, age can you can give commands and give instructions to the dog. That can be very helpful later on.
It doesn't have to be confined to one person.
No, and it shouldn't be confined to just one. You know, we often see, you know, the husband comes in, the dog behaves for the husband, doesn't behave for the wife, or vice versa. And sometimes that can cause problems, behavioral issues in the household.
All right, we'll have more to come in a moment here on Coastal Daybreak and Your Pet's Health with Dr. Todd Durrell from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. They're online at petdocs.com. That's always spelled the D-O-C-K-S, P-E-T-D-O-C-K-S, so petdocs.com. And we'll have more for you in just a moment, 800-818-2255, 247-7282, or 353-4674 if you'd like to join in. Hey, welcome back to Your Pet's Health with Dr. Todd Durrell from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. If you'd like to call in with a question, you could do that now.
Call me at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Biting, I would think, is the other. You talk about jumping up for puppies.
Mouthing, absolutely.
And they've got those little tiny sharp teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Until about 5 months of age, they're really sharp. That's also a very common issue. You want to make sure that you have toys that the dog enjoys. Have actually a fairly large assortment of them, but rotate them regularly. Don't let them all stay out because they get kind of overstimulated. They get bored with it, with things. So making sure you have a toy around. Have them strategically located throughout the house. So if he's starting to bite on you in the bedroom, you've got a toy you can put in there. On the couch, you got a toy you can put in his mouth or her mouth. Same thing with destructive behavior, chewing on furniture and stuff like that. Again, replace it with a toy. Praise them for chewing on the toy because that's perfectly normal behavior. Every puppy does it.
Yeah, but do they learn that, oh, if I bite him, I get a toy?
Well, no. Usually that's not the case. What you should do, actually, is you should say no. and then replace it with a toy and then praise
right.
them.
So, right.
And then of course house training is a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to talk to your veterinarian about what to expect. How long can this puppy hold its urine?
Mm-hmm.
Should we be using a crate? How much supervision does the puppy need? How often should it have to go out? Those types of things, because a lot of people get confused.
Well, we adopted an older dog that was not house trained. I mean,
right, and that happens too, and it does tend to be a little bit more difficult
yeah.
once they're older
mm-hmm.
to get them, but you can do it. It's definitely doable. It just takes some sort of knowledge, some regimenting of what you do so that
mm-hmm.
you're consistent across, you know, all family members are doing the same thing.
Do some breeds hold it better than others?
Some breeds do, yeah. I mean, it tends to, and it depends on who you talk to, but, you know, some people say males are easier than females, and some people say vice versa. I do think smaller dogs tend to be a little tougher to house train, takes a little bit longer maybe than a larger breed dog, but that there are a lot of exceptions to those rules, so
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't assume that a particular type or size dog is going to be a particular way. Just you know, tend to follow the sort of the basic guidelines, and it's all about repetition. You know, you're going to do it 1,000 times and then
mm-hmm.
you're going to do it 1,000 more times, but they'll pick it up.
Yeah, all right, again, just don't give up on it.
Don't right. give up, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go. Find out more by calling on the folks at Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. You can reach them at 252-240-3885. That's 240-3885, online at petdocs.com, and all over social media as well. Todd, we'll see you next time.
Then.